With WVIK News, I'm Jay Pierce. One new death was reported yesterday in the Quad Cities from COVID-19 in Scott County, and that raises the county's total to 234 so far. It also reported 67 new cases and a positivity rate of 11.4%. Rock Island County reported 22 new cases, no new deaths. Its positivity rate is 6.1%. 31 new cases, but no new deaths were reported in Dubuque County. Its positivity rate, 6.8%. Illinois health officials reported 3,739 new cases, and the state's positivity rate is 4.2%. Iowa reported 662 new COVID-19 cases, and the state's positivity rate is 5%. The Iowa Department of Human Services is considering policies to encourage more employees at its facilities to take the COVID-19 vaccine. Natalie Krebs has more.
DHS employs more than 1,800 people at its six facilities, and its most recent numbers indicate 36% of them have declined to take the COVID-19 vaccine. At a DHS council meeting, department spokesperson Matt Hyland said the state is considering changing paid time off policies for those who are exposed to or test positive for COVID-19 once the vaccine is more widely available.
The kinds of things that we're looking at is if you do that and you've chosen not to get vaccinated, you may be required to use your own earned PTO as opposed to letting the state float that time out.
According to a Des Moines Register Iowa poll released last month, 27% of Iowans say they do not plan to get the shot. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is defending his use of emergency orders more than a year into the COVID-19 pandemic after a Sangamon County judge ruled against the governor in a lawsuit brought by a suburban restaurant. Hannah Meisel has the story.
Foxfire, a restaurant in the Chicago suburb of Geneva, sued Governor Pritzker last fall, alleging he had exceeded his legal authority by continuing to issue emergency orders in response to the pandemic. Those orders included closing restaurants for months except for takeout and limiting capacity for both indoor and outdoor dining. A Sangamon County judge this week declined to grant Pritzker's request to dismiss the case, writing that the governor, quote, cannot rely on emergency powers indefinitely. But Pritzker on Thursday downplayed the legal stumbling block.
There have been a number of right-wing organizations that have stoked some of these lawsuits, and they continue to try to poke and prod to find something, anything. They've lost at every turn.
Most COVID-related lawsuits filed against Pritzker have lost on their argument that the governor can't make multiple 30-day disaster declarations in a row for the same reason, as Pritzker has done since last March. I'm Hannah Meisel.
It's time for Q2030 to become independent and more focused on making the Quad Cities cool, creative, connected, and prosperous. The Chamber of Commerce announced it's creating a new standalone nonprofit and hiring an executive director. Co-chair of Q2030, Kent Pilcher, says a mid-course review shows a lot of progress.
One of the things that we were hopeful is people wouldn't feel the need to ask permission from whom we're not sure, but that they would actually be empowered and step out on their own, and we're seeing a lot of those kind of examples. Reverend Rogers Kirk with the Lincoln Center, they're doing incredible work up there, and they're a shoestring grassroots organization.
Reverend Dwight Ford is the vice chair of Q2030's board and the head of Project Now. He says it's been easy to bring people together, but now the Quad Cities needs to stay together and start solving more difficult problems.
That poverty rate has to be dealt with. And how do we ask ourselves the right questions to ensure that we don't have another set of statistics in the future after years of doing this that reveal 1 in 8 Quad citizens are living below the federal poverty level and 1 in 5 children? We are committed to doing this not just solely as our efforts as a mobilized body, but the mobilization of many.
Besides creating a new nonprofit with an executive director, Q2030 also announced plans to raise $400,000 in the first year of a 3-year campaign to sustain the organization. More information is online at q2030.org. Monkeys, birds, snakes, and other animals are ready to greet visitors this weekend. Niobe Zoo in Coal Valley will open for the season for members on Saturday and for the general public on Sunday. Director Lee Jackson says due to state guidelines, the zoo can only host up to 500 at a time.
Our zoo is open from 9 to 3, and you can buy 2 blocks of tickets. So the morning block is from 9 to 12, with last entry at 11, and the afternoon block is from 12 to 3 with your last entry at 2 o'clock.
Tickets can only be bought online, niobezoo.com. Masks are required, hand washing stations have been set up around the zoo, and visitors are asked to socially distance themselves from others. New this year, crocodile monitors from the rainforest of New Guinea. And the zoo's first ever venomous animals, beaded lizards.
Beaded lizards you would run into if you're in the dry forest of north and central Mexico. And they get up to about, well, some big animals can get over 40 inches long, but our guys are more like 24 inches.
They belong to the same family as Gila monsters. Jackson says the much-anticipated white rhinos are expected to arrive in a few weeks. Cubs beat the Pirates 4-2. Cardinals beat the Brewers 3-1. White Sox beat the Royals 6-0. Augustana baseball is at Wheaton this afternoon.